Since 2010, the Utah Stream Access Coalition has been working to reverse a law adopted by the Utah State Legislature.
With the passage of 141, floating over privately held stream beds is still allowed, but you cannot stop. You cannot get out. You cannot anchor or in any other way stop your forward progress down a river or stream.
Bert Lay, president of the coalition, says that bill limits boaters, bird watchers, and anglers from doing the things they love on public waters. It also overturned a Utah Supreme Court ruling that was handed down in 2008.
That decision said that the waters belong to the people and that the public, while engaged in activities that utilize the water, should be allowed to incidentally touch even privately held stream beds while engaged in activities that utilize the water.
After the legislature passed House Bill 141, the Utah Stream Access Coalition challenged the law in Utah's 4th District Court.
These are public resources that are maintained and managed and conserved using public monies. And so we saw this House Bill 141, which has kind of an ironic title as the Public Waters Access Act, as abolishing or severely restricting the public's right to lawfully access and use these public resources.
But Utah Assistant Attorney General Tom Roberts defends the law, saying more regulation was necessary.
There were complaints of people who, in addition to using the waters, would also walk across the land, arguably trespass across the land, create damage, leave trash and things like that.
Monday, Judge Derek Pullen ruled public streams and rivers are public assets. However, the legislature also has the authority to regulate their use. He has yet to rule on whether the state's 2010 law went too far. That decision is expected to come by the end of the year. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.